9.8.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Food Program, where each week we debate issues related to food. In this week's debate, and some people may think this is long overdue, the subject is being vegetarian. Should we or shouldn't we be giving up meat? With me today in the studio are Abby Fisher from an online newspaper about vegetarian issues, and Dr. Mark Carroll, a nutritionist. Before we start the debate, let me just clarify that we are just debating about not eating meat, not giving up fish and dairy too, or going vegan. Abby, you have the floor to propose that we should all give up meat.
Thank you, John. People are drawn to vegetarianism by all sorts of motives. Some of us want to live longer, healthier lives, or do our part to reduce pollution. Others of us have made the switch because we want to preserve the Earth's natural resources, or because we've always loved animals and are ethically opposed to eating them. I'm going to focus on three clear reasons for giving up meat. First, for your health. I think it's pretty generally accepted that vegetarian diets are healthier than the average U.S. diet. It's estimated that 70% of all diseases, including one-third of all cancers, are related to diet. A vegetarian diet reduces the risk for diseases such as obesity, coronary artery disease, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and certain types of cancer. Being a vegetarian also means being slimmer, which, as we all know, means being healthier. In a recent study where overweight people followed a low-fat vegetarian diet, they lost an average of 26 pounds in the first year, and by sticking to a vegetarian diet, had kept off that weight 5 years later. You'll also live longer. According to other studies, vegetarians live on average 13 years longer than meat eaters. Now let's move on to pollution. Many people have become vegetarians after they realize the devastation that the meat industry is having on the environment. According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, chemical and animal waste from factory farms, that is, farms that keep large numbers of animals, and usually in terrible conditions, this waste is responsible for more than 173,000 miles of polluted rivers and streams, and it's one of the greatest threats to water quality today. So by stopping eating meat, you'll help to reduce pollution, especially water pollution. My third main argument is cost. If you give up meat, you'll save money. The average American spends about $585 a year on meat. If you have four people in your family, that's over $2,000 a year. If you start eating vegetables, grains, and fruits instead of the 222 pounds of meat, chicken, and pork each non-vegetarian American eats per year, you'll cut individual food bills right down. So to sum up, stopping eating meat will improve your health, will reduce pollution, and will save you money. So rather than asking yourself, why go vegetarian, the real question is, why haven't you gone vegetarian already?